And Matt Bevin joins us now with what's making headlines around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. We're now 5 days on from the release of the redacted Mueller report to the American public, and the ramifications are still being figured out. The report is in two parts. Volume one details the investigation into Russian interference in the election. Mueller found that though there were many, many contacts between Russia and the Trump campaign, there was not a criminal conspiracy between Team Trump and the Russian government operation to influence the 2016 election. Volume two of the report details Mueller's thoughts on whether President Trump committed obstruction of justice. This volume is the big bombshell everybody has been talking about. Essentially, Mueller determined that under Justice Department rules, he doesn't have the authority to prosecute the President of the United States while he is in office. So he has collated nearly 200 pages of evidence that could be used by Congress to initiate impeachment proceedings against the President or for future prosecutors to indict Donald Trump once he's out of office, and made it clear that he is not exonerating the president. Inside the Democratic Party, the debate is on about whether to attempt to impeach the president. The party leadership are concerned that bringing on impeachment proceedings would benefit Donald Trump, as it would potentially distract from other issues they think are more likely to resonate with voters ahead of the 2020 election. But some of the candidates who are running for the Democratic nomination for president are starting to argue for impeachment, such as Senator Elizabeth Warren, who argues that it doesn't matter whether it's good politics, it's about principle.
If any other human being in this country had done what's documented in the Mueller report, they would be arrested and put in jail. Obstruction of justice is a serious crime. This is not about politics. This is about principle. This is about what kind of a democracy we have. In a dictatorship, everything in government revolves around protecting the one person at the center. But not in our democracy and not under our Constitution. And we have to proceed here in a way, understanding our place in history, that not only protects democracy now, but protects democracy when the next president comes in and the next president and the president after that.
For his part, President Trump says he's not concerned about impeachment. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is also in hot water because while speaking to Mueller under oath, she admitted to lying to the American people from the White House podium. She said, she was talking about the firing of FBI Director James Comey. After Trump fired Comey, Sarah Sanders said one of the reasons was because Comey had lost the confidence of the rank and file of the FBI. When questioned about that the following day, she doubled down.
I've heard from countless members of the FBI that are grateful and thankful for the president's decision. And I think that, we may have to agree to disagree. I'm sure that there are some people that are disappointed.
The Mueller report says that she told investigators that her reference to hearing from countless members of the FBI was a slip of the tongue made in the heat of the moment and wasn't founded on anything. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been asked about that on TV over the weekend.
Actually, if you look at what I said the slip of the tongue was in using the word countless. And I also said, if you look at what's in quotations for me, it's that. And it's that it was in the heat of the moment, meaning that it wasn't a scripted talking point. I'm sorry that I wasn't a robot like the Democrat Party.
White House reporter April Ryan, who is a correspondent on CNN, says Sanders has to go.
She should be let go. She should be fired. End of story. When there is a lack of credibility there, you have to start lopping the heads off. If you can't trust her talking about that, what can you trust her about? Then on top of that, she says the press is fake when she's faking reports from the People's House. She's calling us fake. We've had colleagues who've had to move from their houses because of threats. I have to have security because of being called fake and a loser and all sorts of things from that White House. It's time for her to go.
Sarah Sanders has responded to this by taking April Ryan's comment about head lopping, a pretty common phrase referring to firing someone, and taking it as an explicit threat of decapitation.
Certainly never had somebody say that I should be decapitated. This takes us to a new low, even for the liberal media. I think it just once again proves why this journalist isn't taken seriously.
It's only 5 days into the post-Mueller report era, Fran, and the ramifications are going to take a long time to really shake out, I think.
Especially because there's still big hunks of redacted material.
Indeed.
Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers,
Matt Bevin, you're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 10 minutes to 7.